Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. We're so glad to be able to come your way today. And of course, we have an exciting program. We just want to encourage you, if you have not voted, you need to do your very best to try to make every effort to vote. I say that because one, I know of an election in my hometown where a person lost by one vote. It was so close they had a recount and it came back out the same, one vote. So voting does make a difference. And you go to the poll in your vicinity. I think you got up to whatever your time frame is. I know in our area it's 7 o'clock and go vote. But we've got a lot to talk about today. The things that's been going on, and we truly want to have some insight. So feel free to give us a call at 347-850-1598. Give us a call and we'll get you in. We'd like to hear from you. We don't want it to just be a one-way street. We want to hear from you. Your voice is very important. So you call us and see if we can hear what you have to say. Did you know that today is the first anniversary of the Pulse horrific terror attack with 49 individuals, primarily in the LGBTQ community, were slaughtered? That was a horrific tragedy of the loss of life, and it's been a year since that's happened. And we must never forget any act of violence that takes place in the United States against any culture or people. We want to do our very best to be aware of that because it's so important. And also, too, coming up in the city of Charlottesville, there is a big upheaval. There's a big upheaval because white nationalists are planning on taking a stand against the removal of the Confederate statue, Lee, and they feel that enough is enough. And so this is going to come to head. Many of the white nationalists were in that park there with their burning torches proclaiming a stand that enough is enough. And the mayor of the city has said that they don't condone that type of action at all and don't even try to pay any attention to it, don't feed in it where it's a us versus them thing. But I tell you, if you know what Dylann Roof did when he went inside the church in South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, and literally massacred the members there, this is the type of mentality that a lot of the supremacists have. And they feel that they need to do whatever they can do to hopefully to eradicate that particular situation. So I want to encourage you to weigh in on it, but don't get caught up into the protests where it becomes a contest of who can holler the loudest or who can shout the loudest or whatever it takes. This is a country where we do have constitutional rights, where people can exercise their difference. We have a call. Okay, we got a call that we want to entertain. A caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, caller. What would you like to talk about today in the program? Okay. And what's on your mind? What is it that you want to talk about? Is there any particular topic?
Well, my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend? Oh, this is a very interesting call. We haven't talked about topics like this in quite some time. What about your boyfriend?
I'm going to break up with him, I think.
Oh, you're going to break up with him? Well,
I find why do you... that looks better.
Oh, so you're dating him because of looks. Do you think that's appropriate? Do you think that's appropriate to be just liking him because of the way he looks? What about his character? What about his manners, his personality?
Well, I found someone who looked better, though.
I know, but should it just be about looks? You know, wonder if he didn't like the way you looked and he went and found him somebody else that he thought looked better. Do you think it's appropriate to just to have a relationship with somebody based on looks? You found somebody better. Well, what can I do to kind of help change your mind?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I found someone better.
Okay. Well, how long have you been listening to the program Straight Talk?
Wait, what was that?
I said, how long have you been listening to the program Straight Talk?
For about 2 months.
Oh, okay, 2 months. Well, I'm going to give it straight to you. You're wrong. I hate to say it like that, but that's why this program is named Straight Talk. You're dead wrong.
My boyfriend, yes. He doesn't know he's my boyfriend.
He doesn't know he's your boyfriend. Well, what is
he
then? He doesn't know. He doesn't know. Well, I guess that if he doesn't know, maybe you can't hurt him.
Victor, I have to go. My mom's coming.
Your mom's coming. Okay. Well, young lady, I suggest that you get yourself in some books during the summer. And when you develop a relationship with somebody, get to know them as a person and not because of the way they look, because looks can be deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Thanks for calling the program today. Okay, you have a good day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was a very interesting call. Sounds like a teenager's been listening to the program for about 2 months and wanted to state that she wants to get rid of her boyfriend because of the way that he looks. And I just don't think it should be about that. I wish Bianca was on the program today. She's off today. And co-hosted with me, I would love to get her input on that because I don't know. That'd be interesting to hear what she has to say. I don't know. Maybe looks does make a difference. But me personally, I don't think that any relationship should be based on how a person looks. It should be, I like to say, as Dr. Martin Luther King said, the content of their character, because character is very important. And if you can put the right ingredients to make the cake, then you need to look for the right ingredients to have a boyfriend. And if your mother's coming, maybe you sneaking and you want to date, but as you said, he doesn't even know that he's your boyfriend. So that's interesting. Thank you, caller, for calling. And that was interesting. Well, that was a very interesting call. You know, I want to share something what I picked up about costly mistakes you're making while grocery shopping, and we need to know that if you want to save money on your food expenses, you're probably better off preparing meals at home rather than dining out regularly. Now, some of you do that. I'm guilty of it. I probably eat out at least one place once a week. Home cooking is good. I like home cooking. But I also like just, I don't know, getting something for lunch. Dinner very rarely, but it's always lunch. But even if you're buying most of your food at the grocery store, there's a good chance you're still spending more than necessary. And the reason why is that's because you're probably making mistakes while shopping at the supermarket. And you need to think about that. When you go to the supermarket, I'll tell you one thing I know for sure. What you should not do is you should not go to the store hungry. And you need to understand that when you do that, you have a tendency just to put anything in your cart, in your shopping cart. And it really shouldn't be that. And that's one way you can help, hopefully, alleviate a lot of money. But there's ways that you can save when you go to the store, and don't get so caught up just putting anything in there because you see some chocolate, you put it in there, and a lot of food that's not healthy for you. You should really think about what you're putting in there because it does make a difference. It really does. What else is going on the scene? Well, did you know that our Attorney General, he had to share today before Congress? I don't know if you saw that. Yes, he did. And he had a lot to say other than the fact that he really didn't say anything, because what he talked about was that he felt that it was out of order concerning some of the questions that was asking him, and he didn't want to really get into that. But I think that we need to hold the cabinet accountable. They don't need to be talking about things that are, I don't know how you can say it. His prepared remarks to the Intelligence Committee was that when he gave his opening statement before the Senate Intelligence Committee, he thanked the chairman and ranking member Mark Warner for allowing him to publicly appear before the committee today. But then he went on to state some other things that I think that was just not proper. And Carla Harris, they cut her off for a second week in a row. I know, why are they scared of this woman who is was the Secretary of State in California? Why, now that she's there, what are they trying to do? Trying to break her in or something? Cutting her off for a second week in a row? She happens to be a smart, intelligent, articulate black woman, I might add. Excuse me. But they're cutting her off. And I don't know why they're doing that. And then Trump's legal team delays filing a leak complaint against Comey. Lawyers for the U.S. President Donald Trump are not likely to file their planned complaint this week against former FBI Director James Comey over disclosing details about conversations with the president. And a spokesman for Trump legal team said that's what they would not do at that particular time. But back to Jeff Sessions, I don't know. A lot of people don't like him. They don't like him because his record concerning civil rights are not that good. And I don't know why like that, but it is. And, you know, many times these people got problems where when they feel like they're being forced to say something and they don't like it like that. But they need to be held accountable. They really do. They need to be held accountable because it's very important that they do give an account. And what he did was he just simply heartily denied any improper Russian contacts. Nobody wants to really bite the bullet. Nobody really wants to take responsibility. But somebody did it. Somebody's been doing it. And the facts kind of point the way that it is. And I don't know. Well, all across the country, there were rallies in support of the LGBTQ community. And there was marches from the East Coast, West Coast, all over the United States. And I think that how well do you know your LGBT history? That's something to think about because a lot of people don't really know what they stand for, what they're about. But the LGBTQ community stands for lesbian, gays, bisexual, transgender, and queer. And you perhaps wonder, well, what is that is? But they're a community. They're a community. They're a culture. And they are very into diversity. And so they had big marches all over the United States and where they were promoting the Rainbow Road. And so how well do you know your LGBTQ history? Are you supportive? Are you an advocate of their rights, or are you against it? Now, I say it like this here. Hate mongers are going to rear up anywhere and everywhere. And what happened at the Pulse a year ago was just uncalled for with the killing of innocent people. 49 men, women, youth lost their lives. And I think that's truly unfortunate. And so we're glad to see that diversity here in America has its way of being displayed in a way where it makes a difference. And we need to talk about that because it's very important. What about violence? Did you know that there are violence in places that makes a difference in our communities? We need to really be alert to that. What about the political violence that does exist? I think that there is some political violence. I think that the violence of firing former FBI director Comey, that's a type of violence. And when he went before the Congress, the Senate Intelligence Committee, he just simply stated that the reason why he felt that he needed to write down everything was because he felt that the White House was going to lie on him. And I don't know, maybe. But anyway, violence can come in all kinds of form and fashion. They don't have to necessarily come in a way where there's somebody pulls out a knife or a gun. There's verbal violence. And I think that we need to be very much aware of the verbal violence that goes on. As a broadcast radio talk show host, I try to be very sensitive in what I say and how I say it. Not hold my tongue, as you just saw me in my exchange with that young lady concerning her boyfriend. I think that we need to be very careful, because verbal violence is something that hurts people, and hurting people do hurt people. But I think some of these guys in the political realm, like Session, when he hardly denied improper Russian contact, that's his right. He has every right to do that. And but we need to be very careful about verbal violence. And what about another form of violence is unjust violence against inappropriate action and behavior toward women. As you know, the jury in Bill Cosby's sexual assault, they're having his disposition now. The jury in the Bill Cosby sexual assault case drilled down Tuesday on what the TV star said happened inside his suburban Philadelphia home and how he characterized his relationship with the accuser as his weight changes that could send him to prison for the rest of his life. Now, that's a form of violence if a person is doing that. We have a caller on the line, so caller, go ahead. Caller, go ahead. Hello, the switchboard is open. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
This is Pauline Davis, and I just have a question that I want to talk about.
Okay, Ms. Davis, go ahead.
I'm from Broadway, Virginia, and I'm talking about the students and the JMUs, and I just feel like they're taking over the whole town, and, you know, the development that's here, and it's taken so much, it's very hard for me to get out most of the time because of the development in the city. I just want to know what your thoughts are about, you know, that when I have a home and I built this for 40 years, and then you have the other development houses coming here, and they're taking over. Now, nothing against those kids, but I just feel that the development is taking over where we can't really have our privacy like that.
Okay. And you want to know my comment?
Yes. Okay, what do you think about the dogs?
Well, I think that since this is a voting day in the city, when cities have students that come to their universities and colleges in the city, they are residents, and they pay taxes like anybody else, and they do have a say-so. And I know that it may seem like because when school's in session, that there's like an overwhelming number of students, and it does make a difference. And I think you got some noise in the background there. But I think it does make a difference in the driving habits of the locals when the students come. And it may give the appearance, because a lot of universities, one of the main things they're concerned about is student housing. I know in the city that we live in, it seems like there's student housing everywhere. And when 20,000 students are sent into the town, they have to have some place to live. They can't all live on campus, which they don't. But I would say try to learn to enjoy the students while they are here, or enjoy the students, enjoy the lack of the students when they're gone for the summer, when it seems to be more normal. And don't try to, I don't know. I just say don't try to get so mad at the students, because they got to get an education.
I'm all for education, like I said, but, you know, I have grandbabies. I have 18 grandchildren. Some of them go to JMU, but I say, you know, you need to teach people with kindness. That's what I tell them all the time. But I tell you, one time when I was driving on the road, somebody almost ran me over, and I just wanted to come out respect for a lady like me. You know, I can't, sometimes when I'm driving like that, I can't just merge into the lane really fast, and then they just come and, you know, just drive really fast. But I just want to make sure that with the JMU students, and they're moving all these apartments everywhere, that there's still place for people, you know, to be able to drive and development for other houses, too.
Well, don't underestimate your voice and your power for change. Because have you considered writing a letter to the president of that university and sharing your concern and problem with him?
No, sir, I haven't done that yet.
Well, I would encourage you to do that, to write him a letter and to ask him his opinion about stressing safety of the students who are here during the summer and during the school year. Because I'm sure it sounds like you're an elderly lady, and it probably is agitating. Do you still, you're still driving, right?
Oh, yes, I still drive when I can.
Yeah, so I'm sure it agitates you some. But I'll tell you this here, I don't think it's all students either, because there's a lot of locals are people who are not students who exercise road rage too when they drive. And I happen not to drive, but I just wanted to share that. Okay, thank you for calling, ma'am. And we got another caller, and we'd like to hear from you. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, this is Ms. Brewer. And I'm calling because my neighbor. My neighbor called, and I ain't afraid to call no more. My neighbor called about them JM students, and I live right across the street from her. And these students are taking over every doggone thing, and they just need to move to their own neighborhoods and quit bothering a senior citizen. I pay my taxes, my husband built my house, and they just taking over.
They're taking over. We got about 2 minutes of the program.
I've called the police on them several times, and they don't do nothing.
The police don't do nothing.
They ain't doing nothing but them students all over in my yard, poor idiot. I'm getting tired of it.
Well, ma'am, please don't.
I need to talk to the president or anybody, because I'm getting so tired of it. I'm afraid.
You're afraid? Well, I wanna encourage you to keep on talking to people. Don't be afraid. Your voice does make a difference, and I'm glad you called in today. How long you been listening to the program?
Oh, I always listen to the program every Wednesday, Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. Well, what would you like to see me do?
I'd like to see you protest about this stuff. I think
okay.
You could do more. You could make announcements on the radio. You could do more. You need to come from behind that radio and get in the streets and try to stop this stuff.
Well, you make a lot of good sense in what you say, and I will take your thoughts to heart, and I'll do my very best to make a difference. And thank you for calling, okay?
Well, thank you so much, Mr. McClain. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes.
You have a good night, Mr. McClain.
Okay,
you
have a good day, man.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Well, there's a caller. Thank you. Come in. You got about 60 seconds. Could you go ahead? Who are you?
Hello, my name's Amberine. I just wanted to comment on the last woman that just talked. I'm a student from JMU. My name is Amberine, and I just wanted to talk what she said. Not every JMU student drives crazy like she suggested. A lot of us are just trying to get to our classes and not be late most of the time. I mean, coming from London, so I just really like this area. And I don't think that JMU is trying to take over. I just think it's more room for the students because, like you said, we don't really have a lot of spaces, especially on campus. So it makes it better for us when there's lots of places for us to be able to stay because there's a lot of people that are crammed into the dorms and it's not very, you know, nice.
Well, thank you very much, and I think your comments are well registered that it's not everybody. And you've given me a lot of good food for thought, and I'll try to have a program to address this in some kind of way. And we appreciate all of you that call. And I promise you, this is Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. And I'm going to do my best to see what I can do to try to make a difference. And whatever you're going through, don't give up. Don't remember, it's not the outlook, it's the uplook. And keep on keeping on, because change will come.
Exactly.
Have a good day.
You too. Thanks. Bye.